spend 3 or 4 days or the week there. What was your schedule like? I mean, did you have mostly free time to do what you wanted to do?
I saw him.
No, but usually because you were oiler, you were you were always on watch each day. So even Saturdays and Sunday, you were a regular watch there. So most of the time, I would have the 8 to 12 watch, which in port would be the 8 to 4 watch during the daytime. So the other two fellas, they were senior. They liked what they had. I don't know if we were getting overtime. I think they were starting to pay now overtime for weekends, so they had more overtime. So,
you know. But you had free nights or sometime.
Oh, yeah. You could go ashore as soon as your watch was over. And so it would do. We'd go to be a few fellas. We'd go out and have a few beers, you know. Whatever else you have thought you needed or something, and then you'd come back. Just make sure you showed up in the morning. And one time in Havana, it was the only one time they kept the crew restricted because, unfortunately, some U.S. Navy sailors had urinated on the statue of Jose Marti, who was sort of the George Washington of Cuba. So that was the only time.
So they put the whole ship on.
We were restricted. We couldn't go ashore. And another time it happened when I was in Alexandria, Egypt. Because Egypt was just then, it was 1948, they were having a war with Israel. And they discouraged us from going ashore. They didn't say you couldn't go ashore, but they discouraged us.
So, it would have been dangerous.
Right. They would make you go out of some gate that was isolated and you'd be in some neighborhood that was not very good. So usually the only ones who go ashore there would be the Egyptians.
Yeah.
You know, Arab-speaking fellows that had to go ashore there maybe for some reason or other.